Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And now, from Los Angeles, the James Rome Show on the Premier Radio Networks. Thank you. Welcome back. Have a great hour in store for you. If you missed our first hour, you should bang your monkey. Bang the monkey to get the first hour of the program. We had on our program, of course, the commissioner of the National Football League. We had the great Mr. Paul Tagliabue. I'm sorry, it slipped my mind for a moment. Travis, you should help me with those things.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. It won't happen again, sir.
There you go. You can call us here, and remember, you can also email us at haveatakeanddontsuck.com. Please have a take, but don't suck. Very special guest this hour. We have on Barry Bonds. Also, Jose Canseco. Read an email now. Dear James, I think Barry Bonds must have lost his head to take steroids. Sincerely, OJ. Please, no more of these trite, droll emails. Let's take a phone call now. Here's my man, G, from D-Town. G, welcome to the jungle.
Thank you very much, James. I really wanted to say to you that I think the preeminent aspect of this broadcast...
Rack him. No, just rack him. By the way, where I'm living right now, it's quite rude. Houses are sliding down the hills. A friend of mine had to rent a crane to pull his house back up the hill. It was almost as if I said, "Dude, can I borrow your crane?" Dude had a crane. Dude's out, in the weather, with his hat on, with a crane. Dude's hat, soaked with rain, trying to pull his house back up the hill. Here is... Oh, we haven't heard from Solly in such a long time. Solly in Miami, welcome to the jungle. What up?
Yes, Romy, thanks for the vine.
What up, my man?
Romy, the interview you're about to do with Barry Bonds, here's a man who, in my opinion...
Rack him. All right, now let's bring on Jose Canseco. Jose, thank you very much. And Barry Bonds, rather. You're not... Which one are you?
I'm Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds. Barry, the steroids. Tell me about it.
Well, I think it's all poppycock. It's really folderol, really. I've not used a lot of steroids in my day. I think Jose Canseco is suffering from a kind of... Oh, I might say an envy or jealousy based upon his inability, really, to perform to the peak of his ability as a power hitter, whereas I have certainly been more to the occasion and that.
So you think it's jealousy, do you?
Yes, without question, sir. Without question, he's a blackguard and liar. I've never used steroids.
Well, let's get now Jose Canseco on the phone. Jose, what do you say about all... Jose, is that delightful?
Very delightful, yes.
All right, Jose, what do you think about that?
Well, a man lie. Use a lying say trap.
All right, well, thank you very much. We'll be right back with our next hour. Remember to bang your monkey.
The Jim Rome Show will be back in a moment on the Premier Radio Networks. Remember, have a take, it don't suck. Please, please, please don't suck. For all the days of my youth, I would ask you not to suck.
The Jim Rome Show is right back to the Premier Radio Network.
All right, 1-800-449... Yeah?
What, are you trying to make him sound like a fag now?
What are you talking about? It was a goof, all right?
Look, they're testing the hot seat off for me.
Oh, bug off. Make him sound like a... What's your problem?
Nothing. I was just sorry to hear about Gonzo.
Gonzo journalism? Yeah, it's dead now, they say. Hunter Thompson died. Hunter Thompson was a great writer. He was not a journalist. Hunter...
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Hunter Thompson.
No, Gonzo is the Muppet.
What, are you an idiot or something, man? He didn't croak. He's a freaking puppet. Talking about Gonzo journalism. Hunter Thompson was a great writer and had a lot of guts. And the what are you shaking your head for?
Gonzo's a puppet on a sesame.
You're a jackass. I know it is. That ain't what died. What died was Hunter Thompson, who created Gonzo journalism. It's a whole other ballgame, baby. What a moron.
Guy with a purple nose.
Nah. Wrong guy. Hunter Thompson might have had a purple nose, man, but his name wasn't Gonzo. Gonzo journalism is the thing that he did. Or so he called it journalism. Hunter Thompson was not a journalist. He was, well, you're not even listening to me. I'm going to talk to the people that are listening to me right now.
Purple limp nose.
A purple limp nose, huh? Who's that?
Take a guess.
Anyway, Hunter S. Thompson, or whatever the hell he was called around the saloon, was a great writer, not a journalist. But you know what? He had more balls than most journalists put together. So, you know, if you want to emulate anything about Hunter Thompson, emulate his guts, not his lack of objectivity. He wasn't a journalist. A journalist is a guy that keeps records. A journalist is a guy who objectively observes and records. He was not. He was a writer. A damn good one. Better than Hemingway. Better than Kerouac. Better than Steinbeck. That was Hunter S. Thompson, who blew his brains out of his skull Sunday night. And you want to know why? Because he drank too much. Probably. I mean, the guy was clinically depressed. I have no doubt in my mind. I don't know why the hell I'm bringing this stuff up, man. You asked me about Gonzo because you thought it was a Muppet. It ain't. It's the guy that made the... It ain't even a guy. It's the thing that he created.
Well, the guy's on the phone.
I know he is. I forgot to... Yeah, Raj?
Look, you want to be...
Yeah, I know. You wanted to do your song.
Yes, I want. I have the song that I wrote.
About how Americans eat too much. Go ahead and do it.
Well, I don't want to do it now because you give it away, you know.
You've been talking all last hour about how Americans eat too much. You were talking all last hour.
What's your problem, man? We got an attitude tonight.
Yes, I noticed you have an attitude. What's the problem?
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to have an attitude.
That's better.
Just don't bug me about, you know, Gonzo died, okay?
That's better.
All right, go ahead, do it.
Well, I saw an American late last night, had a corn dog. That was a frightful sight. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you do, have a heart attack?
I dropped the phone.
Will you get it together, man?
Hold on. Well, I saw an American late...
Get him out of here. Him and his corn dogs. 1-800-449-8686. All right, here's what's coming up on our show tonight, other than the fact that we just had that nut for an hour. Paul Cotton will be taking your relationship questions this evening. Also, we've got a brand new game show called I Totally Dare You. And you'll just love hearing some of the things that people do in that particular show. We'll also try to get in the complete Herb Sewell interview. Herb is a functional psychotic who will be on our program talking about how it is being out here in the real world, even though he's only three steps from murdering somebody. And we'll also have our request and dedication hour, Love Songs with Bob, featuring only death metal. So that's coming up tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll also take a look at some news, and we'll have some email. And we're on board on Extra Sports 570 in L.A., WWNC in Asheville. It's the Phil Hendry Show. And people say, what are you doing on a sports station? Some people, not everybody. And I respond, well, doing what we always do. Breaking new ground. Setting trends, as it were. Talking the talk. Talking all that guy stuff, you know, bud? Just jaw-jacking all kinds of guy crap. Ain't that what sports talk's about? Talking about the things that we care about. One of the things about being on a station that's listened to primarily by men, you'll be very interested to know this, guys, I could care less whether you get laid or not. All right. All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, I'm Bob, and welcome to Love Songs with Bob. I know there's so many of you out there tonight who are lonely. You're lonely and you can't find anyone who will love you. Maybe you've been like that for a long time and you just need someone to understand. Well, give me a call tonight here on Love Songs with Bob. I'll talk to you, and if you're female, well, maybe we can meet for coffee later on. Sure. I'll meet you right after the show. And we can talk and I'll listen to your problems. But if you're fat and frightening looking, I'll probably want to have sex with you and then never call you again. Yes, that's right, I'm Bob, and this is Love Songs with Bob. Well, let's take a phone call right now. And we have on the line Candy. Hi, Candy, how are you?
I'm fine, Bob, how are you?
Well, I'm real good, Candy. What can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering if you could play a song. I've really always loved it. It's called I'll Always Love You. It's by Whitney Houston, and it's from the Bodyguard soundtrack, and I love it so very much.
I sure will. And by the way, Candy, do you want to meet me?
Yeah, I've always wanted to meet you.
All right, be at the station out back near my car right after I get off the air. I'll take you very quickly through the McDonald's drive-thru, take you back to my apartment, have sex with you, and then drop you off at a bus stop.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, Candy. Hang on. Here's your song, Whitney Houston, and I Will Always Love You.
Wine is fine, but whiskey is worse.
That's for Candy, and that's called I'll Always Love You, Whitney Houston. Thanks a lot, Candy. I'll see you here after the show. Let's get another call in here on Love Songs with Bob. And who do I have on the line here? Belinda. Hi, Belinda. Welcome to Love Songs with Bob.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really good. I was wondering if you had a song that I've always really loved. Peaches and Herb, Reunited.
I sure do. Do you want to hear that?
Yes, I really would.
Can I ask you a question? If I were to play that for you, would you meet me later on and perform some sort of a sexual act in my car? What do you think about that?
Sure.
Okay. Here it is for you, Belinda. It's a beautiful song, Reunited, Peaches and Herb.
All aboard!
That's not that.
Yes, it is. This is Peaches and Herb Reunited.
But
if you want to meet me, it's Peaches and Herb and Reunited.
Oh, okay. That's who it is.
You want to meet me, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'll slap you. In fact, why don't you come down here to the station right now, okay, Belinda?
Oh, okay.
Belinda's going to come in just a few minutes. Peaches and Herb and Reunited.
Crazy.
Isn't that a great song? That's called Reunited, Peaches and Herb. Belinda's going to come down here to the station, and later on we're going to go out to my car and have some sort of an infectious disease-ridden sexual tryst. And now here's Jerry. Hi, Jerry. How you doing?
I'm really good, Bob.
And what can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to dedicate a song to my wife, Candy. This is our 1620 anniversary, and I'd love to hear a beautiful song called Man, You Just Are Something Else, Baby.
Well, I'll certainly get that on for you. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on for a minute, will you, Jerry?
Sure.
Here comes Belinda. Hi, Belinda. How are you?
Hi, Bob.
You're late. You want to hang out with me, huh?
Bob, I didn't know you'd slap me. Get out of here.
Slut. Okay, let's get back to the love songs. So what'd you want to hear? Hey, what'd you want to hear?
I wanted to hear the beautiful song, You Are Really Something Else.
Yeah, okay, here it is. Here's the beautiful song, You Are Really Something Else, for this douche. Did you bring the beer?
Well, Bob, I didn't know.
Did you bring the beer? What a whore. Waste my freaking time with some fat pig like you? Fat pig! Well, I hope you like that, Jerry, and that's for you and your wife and for all the lovers out there tonight. This is Bob, and this has been Love Songs with Bob. And remember, love is the answer. Look, don't touch me. Well, I just was straight. I said, don't touch me. Love is the answer. I'll see you next week here on Love Songs with Bob. You just touched me again.
I'm sorry.
Love Songs with Bob. By the way, if anybody's interested in a pig, I'm selling one here tonight.
Oh, Bob, that's terrible.
Yeah, I'm just kidding, baby. Just kidding. Sorry. You know, I knew a guy down in Miami. Thank you very much, Bob.
You got it, Phil.
You're a sexy dude, especially the way you slap a woman around. I knew a guy down in Miami that was doing one of these love song shows, and his name was Freddie. Well, I don't want to say, but somebody told me that Freddie's wife came in one night and started cuffing the hell out of him while he was on the air for something he did wrong. I don't know what. Freddie's a great guy, but that's what they said. They said, yeah, one night Freddie's wife came in, and she was mad at him. She started slapping him around, so he was on the air like this. I'm Freddie Cruz, and welcome to the night. Ow, baby, come on, baby. Ow, don't do that, baby. Ow. No, baby, don't. Ow. 1-800-449-8686. Now, the website is www.philhenryshow.com. You go there, and you learn everything you need to know about our radio show. And if you're new to our show, I can certainly, I can certainly assure you that you just one listen isn't really going to get it. You have to listen a little bit. And then you'll understand what it is we're trying to say here. If you go to our website, you'll see all of our affiliates. Just click on affiliate. You'll see where we're located. And you'll also be able to purchase a backstage pass. Now, what that does is it gives you access to our audio archives, and we have the deepest archive of radio comedy anywhere in the world. We have bits from our show that go back, in some cases, 10 years. Because that's, you know, as far as we're concerned, what it's all about to have a website, you know, it's to promote the radio show. So we have short form bits. We also have a 30-day archive, and it's only $6.95 a month. And you can also live stream the show wherever and whenever, you know, where you're at, man. And like, we get email from people all over the world. So if you'd like to do that, if that sounds like something that might be fun, go to www.philhenryshow.com. Visit our souvenir shop. You won't believe what we got in there. Shot glasses from Ted's of Beverly Hills, Phil Henry Show shot glasses, fitted caps from the Citizens Auxiliary Police to the Phil Henry Show. We got a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirts. We've got a gardening little setup. We got a cooler, a six-can cooler with an AM/FM radio. We have spa robes. We have polo shirts. I mean, it's all there in our souvenir shop. And you can pick up the best of the Phil Henry Show CD for the year 2004, which is called Fahrenheit 7-Eleven. And all the money that we raise from the sale of that CD goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And the other thing is that you can get all of the CDs going back as many years as you want. So we get sometimes people saying, how do I get like 1997, you know, 7 or 8? It's there. It's right there. You'll find the link. And it'll ask you, which CDs do you want? And you can buy all of them if you want. And as far as the $350 shipping and handling goes, it ain't me, man. Don't, you know, I'm sorry. I don't make a nickel on any, I don't want to make any money on this. The money goes to my friend's place. So it's $350 shipping and handling. It's like $2,350. Let's go to the website. It's www.philhenryshow.com. And that's, you know, that's where it's all done, baby. That's where it's all, that's where you find out everything. All right, now we have a listener flashback coming up. When I say listener flashback, we have listeners requesting bits from past shows, and coming up in just a few minutes we'll have one of those. If you'd like to request one, we're about 2 months backlogged on these. You can do so at phs@philhenryshow.com, phs@philhenryshow.com, and you can get a request in. We'll be right back. The world famous Phil Henry Show still to come. Paul Cotton and his slightly gay advice. Also, well, let's see, we're gonna have that show I Totally Dare You. They're setting it up right now, some kind of a wild stunt. And other more, shall we say, unusual things, including an interview with Herb Sewell. Very, very decent guy, except he's psychotic and he's been living in a halfway house for sociopaths. We'll be right back in a Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're going to have our by request flashback in just a moment. Herb Sewell joins us. Herb is a writer, among other things. And I know you spent time at a, as you say, a forensic facility. And so we're well aware of your past. And it's nothing that you're ashamed of, right?
It's not anything that I'm ashamed of, Phil. No, it's something that's very real. And I'm ashamed of, I guess, of the embarrassment that it might bring people that I care about. You know, but I'm very grateful for the time that I spent at the Tascadero and the acquaintance of Dr. Emery. And how he helped me, because I was a very sick individual when I got there. And
well, you had a criminal record. You were remanded to a psychiatric hospital. It was a forensic hospital, so people know that means it's a prison hospital, right?
It is indeed, yes. It's an incarcerative facility, and it was there that I found myself, such as I was. But I'm on your program tonight, Phil, to speak about the L.A. Marathon.
Yeah, we want to talk about the L.A. Marathon. You're going to be running in it?
I am going to be running in it. And I am going to be, and have been, training very hard. And
now, I understand you're raising money for charity, right? And a lot of the runners do that. For every mile, they get... somebody pledges money, and then they give the money to a charity, right?
Well, that is correct. I'm going to be running for charity to a point. I'm training to raise money not only for charity, but I'm also training to... And by the way, that charity is a homeless shelter that I support.
Well, that's very admirable.
Thank you. But the other part I feel I should be more forthcoming is that I'm raising money to pay for my wife's breast job. And
to pay for your... To what?
To pay for my wife's breast job. You know, and I honestly, Phil, I would not come on your program and say this were it not for the fact that I want to be very forthcoming with people. and tell them that...
You're going to raise money for your wife's breast job as well as a homeless shelter.
That is correct, yes. Yes.
And you're not kidding?
No, I'm not kidding, no. No, I'm not. And I say that because much of what I've learned in my life, including from Dr. Emery, is about not hiding from myself, you know. I've hid from myself for a long time because I was an animal and I was a reprobate, and I don't want to do that anymore, so I'm, you know.
You were in prison for what?
I was in prison for assaulting minor children.
Sexually assaulting children.
That is correct, yes.
And now you're married.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes.
When you were in prison, you had a number of different treatments, didn't you?
I did, Phil, yes. I underwent electroshock, insulin shock. You might say that I, if it was a restaurant, I suppose that I went a la carte. But I went through quite a few.
I mean, your condition was pretty serious.
Yes, it was very serious. Yes, but that is in my past now.
Well, I'm not, the only reason I asked, I didn't mean to embarrass you, Herb, but you're married. How is it that you're married?
I'm heterosexual. I'm completely functional. You know, I just...
This past you had, and you were in prison, in and out of prison for these assaults, the sexual assault on children, for how long?
I was in and out of facilities, both the state of California and federal facilities, for about 14 years.
14 years?
That is correct, yes. That is correct.
And now you're married to a woman. You love her?
Oh, yes, very much, yeah. Yes, well, but you might say, I'd love her more if she had a breast job. Yeah, I'm, of course I'm joking. No, but I'm on basically to tell everyone about the L.A. Marathon. It starts on March the 6th.
Well, you know, I don't know that the L.A. Marathon wants some guy that was inside a forensic hospital for child molestation promoting their marathon.
Well, I'm not really. I just want everyone to know that that's what it's for. I'm raising money for a homeless shelter and also for my wife's breast job. And I want to be very clear about that. And as I would be about any of the things that I would do, you know, but...
All right, well, good luck to you, Herb, and I got to do a flashback now. I got to get moving.
Well, I appreciate all the time you give me, Phil. I really do.
Herb Sewell. All right, anyway. Jesus, whatever, dude. All right, 1-800-449, what a psycho. But I want to be as honest as I can because of all of my past mistakes. Some of the money's going to go to a homeless shelter, and some's going to my wife's breast job. All right, it's time now for our listener request flashback. And it comes from Jaguar. And Jaguar says, Phil, I love Mavis Leonard. Sometimes I call out her name during sex, and my girlfriend slaps me. Please feature more of her. Well, here she is, one that, in fact, we like, called Racist Police. Here's Mavis, the listener flashback. Lady on the line, are you there, ma'am?
I'm right here.
How are you, dear?
I'm very good, thank you.
All right, now, what happened to you today, and have you filed a formal complaint with the police?
I've tried to go to Los Angeles Police Department to file a complaint. And they laughed in my face.
They laughed in your face?
Yes, they did. And I tell the man that answered your phone that these guys are racist police officers.
What did they do? Did they pull you over?
Yes, sir. They pulled me over on the Harbor Freeway today for being a black woman. I've never been pulled over for being black, and I have lived almost 71 years. And I've never had this kind of treatment before because I come from California originally.
Okay, well, tell me what happened.
They pulled me over and said, you are going to get a ticket, you know.
Right.
And I said, how come? And they said, because your windshield wiper is not working. And I said, well, so what? You're going to pull me over for something like that?
Well, it's been raining pretty hard.
No, but I'm black.
Wait a second. If your windshield wipers aren't working and it's the pouring rainstorm...
I'm listening to you.
All right. Don't you think that's worth a ticket?
Well, and he said my headlights didn't work either. So you don't think that's racist?
No, ma'am, I don't think it's racist. I think your headlights need to work and your windshield wipers need to work in a pouring rain.
Well, I told him what I thought of him. I said, you're a racist cop. And he said, yeah, sure. And he walked off and gave me a ticket. And I'll never forget that man as long as I live. Because I know I have family in the South. You know, they went through all kinds of terrible things, lynching and everything. But I had never dealt with that before.
Have you ever been pulled over by the police before?
I've never had, no. And
well, then this is maybe, was this your first time?
Well, it was, yes.
So it had to be because you're black?
Well, it was not raining very hard, so I really did not need no windshield wiper. And I told that dumb cop that, and he said, oh, it doesn't matter. You got to work. It had to work.
Could it be? Could it possibly be that you got pulled over because your windshield wipers didn't work?
No.
It's because the cops are racist.
That's right. They're the same ones. I was wiping the window with my hands. I didn't need.
And how are you doing that?
When it's raining, I reach around outside the open window. I just wipe it off. I had, you know, with my bare hand.
Don't you realize how dangerous that is?
They're the same cops that beat up Rodney King. They aren't going to beat me.
So you're driving down the road in a driving rainstorm, and you got your hand stuck out the window, and you're wiping the water off.
I was doing it real fast, just like a windshield wiper. I got long fingers. I manage good. I've always managed. I raised 7 children. I have 10 grandchildren.
Baba Booey.
Yeah. Okay. There it is. That's Mavis by request, our listener flashback of the night, the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686, and our email for those requests at phs@philhenryshow.com. Paul Cotton's celebrity, whatever the hell, it says relationship advice is coming up here on the Phil Henry Show. I don't know, who's this guy, Paul Cotton, bud?
He's a new guy. It's just going to be a segment.
Well, he's a new guy. It's going to be a segment, but who is he? What is he?
He's a little, you know, interesting. He's kind of, I don't know.
Oh, thanks for the information, man.
You'll just have to find out.
Well, what's the big deal with the guys giving out relationship advice to who?
Just the guys and stuff.
Oh, it's guy advice?
Yeah, it's guy advice.
Oh, okay. Anyway, that's coming up here in just a few minutes of Phil Henry Show. And also, Chevy Bontra's Upbeat Medical Show. Oh, boy. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Oh, look at that. American Idol is on. Is that guy's name Randy Jackson? He's the only guy that nobody's got a problem with. That Paula Abdul and what's his name? They're going to have a fist fight one of these days. Paula Abdul, I'm all with Paula. That's Simon Cowell. I think somebody needs to drag him behind a Jeep. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. One 800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, welcome back. My name's Paul Cotton, and let's talk to Rudy. Hi, Rudy.
Hi, Dr. Cotton.
Yes. How are you?
Great. First of all, thank you for the opportunity to discuss problems. A program like this is devoted to men's issues. I really appreciate.
Well, thank you very much. I thought it was a good idea, and it's something that I've always wanted to do. So what is your problem?
My problem is I woke up the other morning and my wife was standing over me with a carving knife and said she was going to sink it straight into my throat. And I'm just wondering what I can do to calm her down.
Well, a nice spa trip or something, you know, would be nice.
Uh-huh.
Take her to a beautiful hotel in Mexico or something, you know. I take all of my girlfriends to places like the Caribbean, Hawaii. Women love romantic, warm, tropical places, you know.
How many girlfriends have you got anyway?
Oh, God. I've got a lot, that's for sure. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Cotton.
All right. John, welcome to the program, the Dr. Paul Cotton Show.
Hey, Dr. Cotton, if it wasn't for you, I would have taken a skill saw and just sliced it off years ago. Honest to God, you are some kind of a great... You've been an inspiration to me.
Well, thank you so much.
Look, I want to ask you... this is a question that I've had for a long time regarding my own manhood. I haven't been able to be sexually functional now for about 10 years, and I'm married to a girl who has 50 triple D cup breasts. Is there anything wrong? Do you see anything off there?
Not at all, no. That's probably very normal.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, here's Ted. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Dr. Cotton, I did take a knife and cut mine off, and then I cooked it and ate it. Is there a way that I could still have one reattached?
You might look into the plastic surgery or something.
Do you think what I did was weird?
No, not at all. I think you're fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Jesus, okay.
Goodbye. Hi, welcome to the program.
Hey, what is this anyway? I just heard a guy say he cut his thing off and ate it. Another guy says that he hasn't had sex in 10 years and he's married to some broad that's like a combination of Marilyn Monroe and Pamela Anderson. Some other guy wakes up and his wife's got a knife over him and all you can say is, well, take it out for me. I mean, what are you, some kind of a fag? Huh? What kind of a show is this?
Rudy, I told you, it's over. Between you and I, and everything that we were, it's done.
You left me with a broken heart.
I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. All right, we'll be back to Guy Talk in just a moment. I'm Paul Cotton, and I would like to say that our 18th annual fundraiser for the Make-A-Wish Foundation for Pets will be happening this Saturday night at Belinda's Lingerie, and that's on Melrose. And I want to have Belinda Carlisle on now. You may remember her from the Go-Go's. Oh, and remember, don't forget to let Fifi out. Belinda, how are you?
Really good. And I want to say, Paul, we appreciate everything you've been doing for us.
All right. Now, the Make-A-Wish Foundation is for dogs only, right?
Yes, for terminally ill dogs who have a wish that they would like to have fulfilled.
Okay. And what are some of the typical wishes that a terminally ill dog wants?
Oh, we've had one. A dog wanted to sniff Paris Hilton's Chihuahua's crotch, and another one...
Okay. Lick it. We'll be right back. And
stick his head out the window at 200 miles an hour.
All right. We'll be right back here. This is the Paul Cotton Show on the Phil Henry Show. And we're taking advice on men's issues at the aforementioned number. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And, of course, the winter months being what they are, it is cold in some parts of the country. There is snow coming down. You have to shovel it off of your front lawn. You got to shovel it off your driveway. Out here in California, we get a little bit of rain, and the whole city comes to a grinding, screeching halt. People start crying and moaning. Yes, I know the houses have been sliding down the hills. That is a bad thing. And my heart goes out to people who have invested in homes that slide down hills. Now, just a stupid question, and I'm not saying anything. Aren't you supposed to do a geologic report on a house? Isn't the house supposed to, you know what I'm saying? You know, bud?
No, I don't.
Why am I asking you? You're supposed to be able to buy a house that's sitting on some kind of solid terra firma kind of a thing. Unless maybe the house was built before a certain time, and then you're taking your chances buying it. I don't mind living on a hillside. I don't mind it at all, so long as it's sunk into some kind of, like, granite instead of just sitting on a sand pod. I mean, in any event, it's you know, that's bad, but, dude, I'd still rather be out here than living where I used to live, the Twin Cities, and, well, you make sure your car is high enough. Otherwise, if you buy a sports car, of course, the thing's a snowplow. Oh, that's right. I gotta buy a big, tall car. 1-800-449-8686. Coming up, we'll have more on the Phil Henry Show, including I Totally Dare You.